Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. And we still, amen, want to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus. Amen. And we're here on radio preaching Jesus. Praise God. Glory to God. We have a powerful message. We're talking about there's power in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue on today. We're in the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." People believe in God. Yes, they do. They say they believe in God. If you believe in God, that's wonderful. But some people try to go to God their own way. But there's only one way to the Father. That is through Jesus Christ. And I'm here on radio to let you know that. Because Satan wants to sidetrack the people into trying to serve God their own way. But this is not Burger King. You can't have it your way. But you got to do it the Bible way. And we're going to let you know what the Bible way is. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to the lesson, Missionary Velvet. In the Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Amen. Pick up reading at verse number 3.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Now, Jesus went to prepare a place for us up in heaven because he wants us to be there. It's God's will for us to make it into the kingdom. It's not God's will that it should perish, but all come to repentance. That's the reason why I buy time on radio to preach the gospel. That's the reason why Sir Velvet and I enter to the jails and prisons to share the gospel with those that behind prison bars to let you know that Jesus wants you to be able to make heaven your home, to escape the burning hell fire. Praise God. Amen. I know some people don't want to talk about hellfire in our generation, but because you don't want to talk about it, don't make it disappear. The threat of dying and going to hell to burn forever still exists. Just because you try to ignore the fact does not make it go away. But I'm here to let you know Jesus is your way of escape. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Bell?
And where I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Do you believe that?
Yes, amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, some people don't want to believe that word. It, by you not believing it, don't make it not true. Amen. I'm telling you, this word is here to judge you. The very word that you try to ignore, the very word of God that you try to resist, it will be right there to judge you at Judgment Day. Amen. So we need to believe what this Bible said. Jesus is clearly letting you know he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man. When it says man, it means women too. Amen. I took social studies in school, and the family of man includes women too. Because in woman, man is part of woman. So it means women as well. Jesus said, no man can come to the Father but by me. Let you know Jesus is the way. Amen. He didn't say he was one of the ways, but he said he is that way. And that way does not have an S on it. Is that right, Missionary Velvet?
Amen.
Amen. Spell way in the Bible. What did it say?
W-A-Y. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? So why waste time in false religions? Why waste time trying to worship God in your own way? When you need to go the Bible way. I'm telling you, amen. We need to, amen, follow Jesus. He is your answer. He is the one. He's the one that can bring you out of darkness, bring you out of sin, put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. Jesus is the only one that gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood. There's power in that blood to not only forgive you of your sin, but there's power in that blood to wash you and clean you up and take away that appetite, that nature, that sinful nature, that desire of sin. Take it out of you. Place in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. That's the new birth. Being boned again. Amen. Making you brand new. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is. Not was, not used to be. But he is. Present tense. He is a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things. All those sinful ways, those sinful actions, all those ways passes away. And behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Let you know when Jesus delivered you, he delivered you not for just for a few sins, but he delivered you from the whole group. Everything goes out that's not right. He get rid of everything. And place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's why Jesus said in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom.
Amen.
Amen. Put the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet, so that you can live right. Praise God. I know some people get upset when I say live right. Because you got some people, amen, like I, amen, know this young Christian. She go to church, she get on the altar and pray. Pray, amen. Talking about praying for all those evil spirits at the jail. That's so wonderful. Amen. You praying for all those, rebuke them evil spirits at the jail. That's so wonderful. She, amen, call herself a Christian. Amen. But yet and still, she curse. I'm telling you. Amen. That's the type of teachings in some of these churches. Now, I know some people get upset, but I'm just, amen, telling you, letting you know. Amen. When Jesus saves you and delivers you and sets you free, he get rid of all of the devil's works. Not just part of it, all of it goes out. Cursing, lying, cheating, stealing, everything goes out. Amen. And make you a true child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Make you a true child of God. Amen. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. You can't serve God with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Being churchy on Saturday, being churchy on Sunday, and live like the devil during the week. Amen. Now, I know I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But I'm just letting you know that. Jesus come to save you from your sins and take sin out of you. so that you can be a transformed and changed individual, a changed man and a changed woman, a changed boy and a changed girl. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I know I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. I preach like thunder and lightning. Glory to God. Amen. Because when God spoke on the Mount Sinai, amen, he spoke, amen, in thunder and lightning. Glory to God. Glory to God. This word will shake you. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Amen. It's like a two-edged sword, piercing the very insides. Lord, I want you to look on people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, unstop deaf ears. Lord, heal the people's eyes so they can see. Lord, glory to God, bless the people. Lord, touch those that's incarcerated. Let the Holy Ghost go through these radio waves. Lord, go into these jails and prisons. Let them know the power of God is just the same in this year of 2025. Lord, reach the people, glory to God, behind prison bars. Lord, set them free, glory to God. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Call him by his name. Thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. God is a good God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. He's a Savior. He can deliver you from whatever you're bound with. We got to believe that Jesus truly is the way, that he sent him to deliver us. And those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. But Jesus has a plan for you. And he has a plan that you can be able to be free behind prison bars. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet. The Lord will open up doors, more doors, that we go into the jails and prisons to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, which is the gospel. Because the gospel is good news. And we will pray for you. Those you that's incarcerated, you can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Call Jesus. Love the Spanish-speaking people. That's Jesus in the Spanish language. Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And those of you that's in the free world, you can click on to our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. And you can contact us through email. We're glad to respond back to you. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, of Velvet, saying that if Jesus had come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.